Are you looking for tickets? Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. That's seatgiant.ca for all your ticketing needs. Hockey tickets, basketball tickets, baseball, football, soccer, CFL, you name it, we got it. Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. Every single ticket is in Canadian funds. That's right, guys, Canadian owned, Canadian operated, and SeatGiant.ca is in Canadian dollars. Now, to save some even more money at checkout, make sure you use discount code FIREDUP, that's F-I-R-E-D-U-P at checkout on SeatGiant.ca. Don't just buy a ticket, buy an experience. SeatGiant.ca.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Pasek of BarbaraMernard.ca. Our usually more than twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on Android and iOS. Welcome to the On the Mat Wrestling Show, a SmackDown Live recap for Tuesday, April 23rd, John Cena's 42nd birthday. SmackDown this week came to you from Lincoln, Nebraska. It starts off with Shane McMahon coming to the ring, and he calls up Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns comes out, sort of has a stare down with Shane McMahon. Roman Reigns gets the better of Shane McMahon until Elias comes out and they have a schmoz there. Finn Balor takes on Andrade in a non-title match. Finn Balor beats Andrade in 7 minutes, 25 seconds. By the way, Giancarlo Arena is on here, but he is very, very sad since the Maple Leafs lost Game 7 to the Boston Bruins. But I'll get to Giancarlo in a second. Kairi Sane defeating Peyton Royce in about a minute with the insane elbow. Then we have, Lars Sullivan came out because they did. Chad Gable, who's now on SmackDown, they're called Jinder Mahal, who's on SmackDown, but out of nowhere, Lars Sullivan destroys Chad Gable. R-Truth comes out, tries to sort of make the save, but he gets demolished by Lars Sullivan. Then they have Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair in the ring. Bayley comes out, and that makes Charlotte and Bayley have a match because Bayley now says, you know, Charlotte, you have all the opportunities. What about me? Well, Charlotte defeats Bayley in about 10 minutes to earn a SmackDown Women Championship match. So it looks like Becky Lynch at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view will be double duty, facing Lacey Evans for the Raw Ladies title and facing Charlotte for the SmackDown Ladies title. And then I'll get Giancarlo here as the main event of the evening has Kofi Kingston taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. Giancarlo, you know, Rookie of the Year. Enough. Don't cry. It's okay. We're talking wrestling now. We don't have to talk about the Maple Leafs losing for Boston Bruins in Game 7, 5-1. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, so Shinsuke Nakamura got a one-on-one match with Kofi Kingston. It looked like he's finally at least relevant again since he dropped his U.S. title. Now, Kofi Kingston and him had a great match, I thought, for SmackDown. Nakamura had some moments in this, but at the end, Kofi hit the SOS, and out came Shinsuke's tag team partner, Rusev, who interfered to cause a disqualification for his side, and Kofi Kingston ended up winning the match as a result of that. After the match, you know, there was some celebration with the New Day with Kevin Owens in there, and he decided that it was time to turn heel again, and he beat up Kofi Kingston. Kofi got some offense in, but it wasn't enough because Owens ended up powerbombing Xavier Woods on the apron, beating up Kofi Kingston again, and posing with the WWE Championship. So Kevin Owens, the Big O, is once again a heel.
Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston, and Money in the Bank. Becky Lynch, as I mentioned, will take on Lacey Evans for the Raw Ladies title, and then Becky Lynch will take on Charlotte. Roman Reigns will go up against Elias, all at Money in the Bank, and of course, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, and two Money in the Bank matches. The participants will be revealed on Raw Monday. Now, The Undertaker and Kurt Angle were supposed to take part in a StarCast 2. WWE has pulled them from StarCast 2. Daniel Bryan, he had an injury after WrestleMania, said to be doing fine now, but for Daniel Bryan to be returning in the next couple weeks from the WWE. Also, don't forget, Impact Wrestling has a pay-per-view called Rebellion this Sunday at the Rebel Club in Toronto, and Monday a TV taping with Rob Van Dam will be appearing. Giancarlo, any other news that you want to touch on?
Yeah, that women's title scene, you called it, Joe. Looks like Becky is going to be retaining two titles. And now we find out that it's not, the title's not unified. So if she loses, brings up the question, is she going to be a Raw superstar or a SmackDown superstar?
She's going to be a Raw superstar. She's going to be a Raw superstar. I think she will lose the SmackDown title, but she'll be a Raw superstar. That's what I hear. But it was interesting to see tonight, especially Becky, Charlotte, and Bayley, because those were three of the four horsewomen. Nothing new to report with Sasha Banks. Frustration on both sides, the WWE side and Sasha Banks, although they may expect her back for Money in the Bank, but right now it looks like neither side is ready to move there. Also, it looks like the WWE Backlash pay-per-view was scheduled for June 16th. Well, it won't happen June 16th, but apparently it will happen June 23rd now, so it's back on. So they're going to have, in June, they're going to have this. May 19th will be Money in the Bank. June 7th, Saudi Arabia show. June 23rd, the Backlash. And July 14th will be Extreme Rules. Of course, August will be SummerSlam. And look for, like I mentioned before, look for Beth Phoenix to be returning very, very soon. Also, I still hear that Trish and Lita will be having some sort of part at SummerSlam. And, you know, tonight again, they destroy the Iconics with Kerry Sane beating Peyton Royce there. So Billie Kay losing, Peyton Royce losing. Last week they lost also. Is it a question of time till we lose the tag team titles? Giancarlo Lino, go ahead, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.